escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back to the Greg Hill Show. Courtney in for Greg. He's off to Nantucket. We've got Wiggy, we've got Curtis, we've got Chime and Jackson. Everybody else got their leads in, but I still need to do mine. Quick one for me today. A little bit of an update because we brought up smelling salts the other day when it comes to the NFL, and it seems like beep, 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 they're backing it up. The NFLPA is informed players that it just goes to the teams. The teams are no longer allowed to give out smelling salts or any type of ammonia inhalant during pregame activities, games, and halftime on the sideline or in the locker rooms. But it seems as though players themselves can bring in smelling salts and do it on their own.
What do you think next road show we all do it right before?
Just to see what you know what it does?
Right. I mean, I do it on Monday if someone brings them in.
Yeah, I've done it a million times over. I used to have them. So, okay, so basically you can go to Amazon, buy a bunch of them, take them in the locker room with you. All right, I guess if that's what they, you know, if the NFL feels like, all right, this is our way of keeping our hands clean of it.
But yeah, the NFL owners are such hypocrites. Like, so you're concerned about the player's safety, so you're getting rid of smelling salts. But, Wednesday night football on Christmas, we're going to play three games after your last game.
Yeah.
What's more damaging to your body?
Exactly. And it's like the concussion protocol thing. Like, yeah, okay, maybe the concussions can be covered up if you take a hit of the smelling salts, and it's harder for the medical staff to figure out if you have a concussion or not.
Oh, really?
That's basically what they were saying.
Yeah, that's why they're saying
Yeah. It was that if you suffer a concussion and you smelling salts, it's harder for the medical staff to determine if you are concussed.
Why? Because the smelling salt like
wakes you up
from that
fog, potential
concussion.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So that's basically what they're saying. To me, this seems like Roger Goodell heard the outrage, whether it was from George Kittle or other people, and said to the NFLPA, like, oh, no. I'm just saying the teams can't give it out. I don't really see the difference. But in my mind,
it keeps their hands clean if something does happen.
Yeah.
It keeps their hands very clean if something does. I mean, I used to use it every series. Like, guys, you know, some guys use
George Kittle said he uses it for every play.
Yeah, I don't know about every play.
He said every play.
Yeah, every drive, every series. You know, like, you're on the sidelines, come back from a TV timeout, get a couple quick hits of smelling salt.
And what, it just energizes you?
No, it's just like, you know, it's like if you ever smelt something that is like, wow, that just kind of went up in your nose and just like
horseradish.
Yeah, like exactly.
Right. Yeah, right. It's just like cocktail.
That, you know, wake you right up.
You know who could have really used that? Remember the Colts coach, Jim Caldwell?
Yeah. Mm.
He could have used some smelling salts. Right. He always looked like he was half asleep on
the
sideline.
Well, he never talked, so I think that a lot of people
feel like,
Todd
Bowles could use some too.
Todd
is very low energy.
A former player, you think he might have used some in his time too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, very interesting.
I bet Dan Campbell uses them every
Yeah, he probably has a lozenge.
Yeah. Yes.
You know who could use it too? Mike out in Miami.
Oh, Mike McDaniel.
Maybe put down the vape, maybe pick up the smelling salts.
I like that.
That could maybe help.
You crush a bunch of them and then you put them in a cup and then you put something over the cup and then that's when you really get a good shot.
What do you mean? You put something.
Didn't Edelman say that's what Brady used to do?
Yeah. Yeah, you're like, you know, the little Gatorade cups?
Yeah.
You get a bunch of them, you open them up, you put them in that cup, and then like, rather than doing one, you got them in this cup, and then you just kind of like, you know, it's like, whoo, let's go.
And when you were playing, so the training staff could do that for you.
Yeah, you just get them. Have you ever seen them?
Yeah. It comes in the little tubes, right?
Yeah, you know.
But
I've
never seen
them. No. They're like this
like
big.
Like packets. Right.
At Rivers, we had Himalayan sea salt.
Yeah. it looks like a little thing, and then you just squeeze it, and that's what kind of breaks it, and then you know, we'll get some in here.
All right. Well, that was my lead this morning. Very interesting to see how that'll pan out this season. Walter wants to talk about Wiggy's lead this morning. I can never get this. Here's Walter. Walter, good morning.
Hey, Wiggy, everything you said was right about Caitlin Clark except one thing. Like, she's basically Kyrie of the league because she's exciting. She brings a thing, but she's not the best player. She's not better than Breonna Stewart. She's not better than Shisha Carter. She's not better than Asia Wilson. But she's the one who puts the buckets in the seats.
Yeah.
So the way they're beating up on her, that's wrong because they should be celebrating her in the league. But a lot of players are upset because, like what you said a minute ago, she's the best player and she's not.
Right.
It's like, think about it. Her and Paige came out high school to game at the same time. Paige was the number one player in the country. They both were freshmen. Paige won freshman of the year. If you look at their numbers this year, Paige's numbers are better than hers, efficiency-wise, as rookies. But they don't get the shine as her. So I agree with you. To me, the money thing is hilarious when you're losing $40 million a year. But you got to understand why some of the players in the league are upset because they're treating her like she's the best player, and she's not.
But Walter, they is the fans. The fans are your clients.
No,
if they like someone, then you should help them support them liking that person.
I agree, Curtis. I just said that. I said she's the money person. Everybody in the league should get behind it. I agree.
But why
are
they mad about that? You should be happy.
Because kind of what he said, Asia Wilson is probably the best player in the league, right?
If you get more fans in the stands, then you get more money for
the
players.
Right, no, but I think, and I get what he's saying, and I kind of said it, she's viewed as being the best player in the league, but there are other players that are like, wait a second here. We're actually, Asia Wilson, I think she was a two-time league MVP. And I'm not saying Caitlin Clark is not good. But they look at it like, wait a second, why are we not at least close to her when it comes to what people are talking about? Why are we not like, and this is where I think the jealousy comes in from players of all races. Wait a second, I'm just as good, if not better than her. Why am I not getting the same type of coverage on ESPN?
But then it's confusing because when it comes to fan attention and media attention, it almost seems like they're annoyed once they do start getting the attention. So it's like, well, you can't have it both ways. You can't want to be on the same level as Caitlin Clark and get the same attention as Caitlin Clark and then kind of put your nose up at it when it comes your way.
Right. You can use the microphones in front of you to talk about the great players in your sport without denigrating the fans that just arrived because of Caitlin Clark. And what I see from, like, is Vin Diesel the best actor in America?
No.
Okay, but the Fast and Furious series
franchise
did amazing in the box office, and he got paid a ton of money. I didn't see,
but
you know, Carrot Top bitching about it.
It's ironic you bring that up. Here's the Caitlin Clark, Vin Diesel comparison. When they put The Rock in one of the Fast and Furiouses, that is like, why
can't Fast Five?
Fast Five. It was a Fast Five.
The best Fast. It's the best Fast and Furious movie.
So when they put the Rock in, Vin Diesel became second fiddle to The Rock because of who The Rock was, and there was animosity between Vin Diesel and The Rock, which led to an almost, you know, physical altercation because of, wait a second, Vin Diesel's like, this is my franchise.
Because they jealous of us.
Right.
Amen. That's actually what he said.
And that led to, and it's similar to the Caitlin Clark situation where you have these other great players who have kind of been in the league and have played, and then but Caitlin comes in, and even though she's good.
But it's not applicable because the Fast and Furious movie franchise was remarkably profitable before The Rock arrived.
No. I'm just saying
that's the
relationship
difference
that they had.
I understand. But the difference is that The Rock was incredibly profitable. I'm sorry. The Fast and Furious franchise was incredibly profitable before The Rock arrived. And then you sit there, and what you're doing with the WNBA is at every opportunity where you have new people coming to see your product, you're lecturing them about why they're there for the wrong reason.
Right. Yeah, and that's why I wonder, and I think I asked you guys this off air. I feel like it's getting to the point where it is headed in the right direction, but if they continue this, I feel like people are just going to get annoyed and they're just going to be like, you know what? I'm done with this league because it's a mockery. It's a joke. People are always complaining. You know how people get. They might be like, you know, hey, listen, I try to give you a chance, but every, like you said, Courtney, everything's negative.
Yeah, well, let's hear from another woman, somebody we love. Maria is calling in about this. Maria, good morning.
Good morning. God, a woman so flippin' catty. I just can't even stand it. Caitlin Clark she may not be the best player in that league, but she's certainly the most popular player in that league. And she should be promoted as the face of that league, and the rest of her colleagues and peers should be jumping on board to support that and help foster the growth that that league needs instead of taking hot shots at her. It is just, it, can you imagine if this was, you know, if we had Connor McDavid in the East Coast here, how much more popular the NHL and profitable the NHL would be? Like, roll up your sleeves, ladies, do the work, and stop being catty little you-know-what.
Yeah, if I was the commissioner of the
call, Maria.
Good job. If I was the commissioner of the WNBA, I would take Caitlin Clark to a back room, sit down with her, say, hey, listen, here's what I need you to do. We really want this league to take off. I'd show her some clips of Larry Bird and his trash talking and, you know, afterwards. And I would be like, lean into that.
Oh, God.
That's
why she's loved, is she's viewed as not that person.
Right, but if she leaned into that, I think she would be even more loved, and it would, and the rest of the league.
You'd take her to douche lessons?
Yeah, because I think the rest of the league would then elevate. And maybe
she's a good trash talker, though.
Right, but I think she's such a...
She should spend time with Aaron Rodgers for a week.
She's, like, so humble, like, on her post-game. If she leaned into being like, you know what? I'm putting this league on my back. So, hey, ladies, if you want to go to where I'm going...
You know how they would react to that?
It would be like... I mean, it would just... I think it would take... You, like you said, the eyes would then go be like, oh, I want to watch this all the time.
She should be at the WWE.
No, but I think that's what elevated the Magic Bird thing. Magic was this smiling all the time, loving life, you know, where, you know.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
He didn't really trash talk with Bird. Was like, you know, I'm better than him. I can't believe he would go, I can't believe you got this white guy covering me. Like, he leaned into
that. He was an alpha's alpha.
But that's who he was, right?
Yeah.
And the league, I think, really took off, obviously, because of the rivalry. But I think if Bird was just humble and didn't really, you know, was if that wasn't who he was, it still would have had success, but it wouldn't have went to that next level.
All right, well, I see all the calls coming in right now. We'll get to those after the break, but right now we got to get to what is trending.
The exclusive home for Patriots Monday and Friday.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by the 99. The Red Sox have the Padres out west tonight, 9:40 first pitch, with Walker Buehler getting the start. Mike Monaco joins Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's, go shopping, get rewarded. Kick things off with Christian Arcan at 8:40 for the MassMutual pregame show. Over to Little League, Braintree went to extra innings with Bedford, New Hampshire last night, and they punched their ticket to the Little League World Series. So congratulations to Braintree. The Patriots have action tonight. They have their first preseason game with the Commanders, 7:30 kickoff at Gillette. Before that, Tom Brady's statue reveal will be at 6 p.m. You can live stream that on the Patriots website.
Yes. Fun fact, in this story by Chad Graff in The Athletic today, very good about the Brady-Belichick comparison. Why isn't Belichick getting a statue?
Uh-huh.
The number one professional athlete that Brady is compared to is Jordan. One with six, one with seven. Phil Jackson does not have anything at the United Center in Chicago. There's the Brady statue.
Hmm.
And then on the other side of that coin, you have the Dallas Cowboys, who have had, you know, championships all over the years.
Right.
The only statue is of the coach, Landry. Nothing for Aikman or for Emmitt
Smith. Do you
think
the Jordan Phil Jackson is because Jordan was there before Phil, and they were there for a shorter period of time when they won their championships? It wasn't this...
Two decades.
Yeah, it wasn't this, like, you know, 20-year run.
Right, and unlike Bill, Phil Jackson enhanced his career when he left, winning titles with the Lakers.
Right.
Maybe.
Reminder, we have Mike Vrabel on Monday for the first hit of the season. He'll join us at 6:30 a.m. Elsewhere in football, quarterback Anthony Richardson suffered a broken pinky during the Colts' first preseason game against the Ravens last night. He's now day-to-day. And as for the Ravens, cornerback Bilal Cohn tore his ligament in his left knee. He will be out all season. And over to the Chargers, left tackle Rashawn Slater suffered a ruptured patellar tendon during practice yesterday. That's a season-ending injury just 11 days after signing a four-year, $113 million contract extension. 92 of that is guaranteed. And visit the 99 restaurant the day after the Red Sox win and get a free kids meal with every adult entree purchase. The 99 restaurant, the official family restaurant of the Boston Red Sox. Every time we do these reads for the 99, it makes me want to go to the 99.
I love the 99.
I just haven't been there in a bit. I need to go. Is the Charlestown location, it hasn't closed yet?
No, I was at a birthday party over there a couple months ago. Still thriving.
Okay, what's your favorite thing at the 99?
The tenders.
Oh, no, potato skins.
The Gold Fever Wings.
Oh.
I love
the best
tenders.
In the business.
So good.
Their potato skins are really
potato
good,
potato skins, okay.
Yeah, with the sour cream
you
on
know
top.
Who has, I saw you and Santa were there recently. You know who has sneaky good potato skins?
Who?
Buffs.
Oh, we got them. Very, yes. Very good.
So good.
Yeah. Do they go full on sour cream, chives, bacon?
Yep. Right. Everything. Yep.
And cheese.
No, there's cheese. Yep. Yeah. That is what's trending. Coming up, we're going to get to your calls. We're also going to get to They Said It and the news.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.